Chapter 40. "What's that easel?" Cheryl said. They were sitting at Sonny's kitchen counter. Sonny had toasted some English muffins for breakfast, and they were eating the muffins and drinking coffee. "I'm painting a picture," Sonny said.
"You're a painter?"
"Sort of," Sonny said. Cheryl went down and looked at the painting.
"It's a dog," Cheryl said.
"Yes."
"Is it your dog?"
"It was," Sonny said. "Her name was Rosie."
"She dead?"
"Yes." Cheryl walked back to the counter.
"That's too bad," she said.
"I never had a dog."
Sonny nodded.
"Tell me how you ended up in the Rackley Center," she said.
"I was walking back toward the renewal house," Cheryl said, "and a car stopped ahead of me, and a lady got out of the back seat and said, could I help her with directions? So I say, sure, and the lady yells into the car, 'Show her the map,' or something like that. I lean in to look at the map, and the lady pushes me in, and the guy grabs me, and the lady gets in behind me and shuts the door, and the car drove away."
"They say anything?" Sonny asked.
"Lady told me to shut up or I'd get hurt. I was scared. I did what they said. And they brought me to the school, or whatever it was, and the white coats came and took me in and gave me some kind of shot in my arm and locked me in my room."
"Anyone ever talk with you?"
"Dr. Patton," she said.
"What did he tell you?" Sonny said.
"He told me that the center was here to help, and I was there because my parents were worried about me."
"Did your parents come to see you?"
"I don't think so," Cheryl said. "I was kind of woozy most of the time. I've got a doctor appointment for you later today."
"How come I need a doctor?" Cheryl said.
"I don't think there's anything wrong with you," Sonny said. "It just seems like the right thing to do."
"Okay," Cheryl said. "Will you go with me?"
"Of course."
"What about that guy?"
"Spike?"
"The big fat one," Cheryl said.
"Spike's built like a bear," Sonny said. "He's not as fat as he looks."
"Is he your boyfriend?" Cheryl said.
"No."
"Does he, like, work for you?"
"No, Spike is my best friend," Sonny said.
"But not your boyfriend?"
"No," Sonny said. "Spike is gay."
"Wow," Cheryl said. "He doesn't look gay."
"I guess he feels gay," Sonny said.
"I thought gay guys were all, you know, fa-la-la," Cheryl said.
"Spike is not fa-la-la," Sonny said.
"Didn't he hammer the two white coats?"
"He did," Sonny said.
"I guess he's not," Cheryl said.
"So get showered and changed," Sonny said, "and I'll take you over to MGH to see my gyno."
"I don't think I like gynos much," Cheryl said.
"You've been to a gyno already?"
"Yes, my mother kept worrying I'd get pregnant. I didn't like him."
"You'll like Beth Thompson," Sonny said. "She's fun."
"The gyno my mother took me to was a man," Cheryl said.
"After that, we'll go see your parents," Sonny said.
"No."
"Yeah, we gotta do that," Sonny said. "I'll be with you. We'll visit and leave, but we need to confront them."
"Why?"
You need and I need to figure out why they had you kidnapped.
They don't want me to be with the renewal."
Sonny nodded. "We probably need to know a little more about why," Sonny said. "We also need to figure out how you and they can have a relationship."
"I don't want one," Cheryl said, "and neither do they."
"So you're ready to be on your own at 18? Sonny said.
"Todd will take care of me."
"And who takes care of Todd? What does either of you do for a living?"
"We'll make it work," Cheryl said. "We love each other."
"Might be able to make out better if your parents contributed to your support until you sort of got your feet under you."
"They won't do that," Cheryl said.
"Maybe we can insist," Sonny said.
"Insist?"
"We sort of have the goods on them," Sonny said.
Cheryl stared at her.
"Can Spike come?" Cheryl said after a moment of staring. Sonny smiled.
"Sure," she said. "I'd like to see my father yell at Spike," Cheryl said.
"He might yell," Sonny said.
"I think Spike will remain calm. I bet my father would be scared of Spike."
"If your father has a brain," Sonny said.
"I'll go if Spike comes," Cheryl said.
"He'll come," Sonny said.